Championship.
Bringing fantasy football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves, people. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, December 4th, 2007. Week 14 of the fantasy football season is breathing down our necks.
Most likely, this is the final week of the fantasy football season for your leagues.
Regular season,
yes, that is correct. So you're either in one of these situations, Jeffrey.
All right.
You're either in the situation where you have already clinched a playoff spot.
Yes, I've done
that. And you are just awaiting the playoffs.
I have done that.
You are so bad that you are out of the playoffs already.
I have done that, and I'm looking to play spoiler.
Looking to play spoiler, that's right. Maybe knock somebody out of the playoffs.
That's what I'm looking to do in that league.
All right. You have destiny in your own hands. You win, and you're in.
Yes, I have two leagues, and that's the situation. First place.
And then there is the... You need to win, and somebody needs to lose so you can get in.
Thank God I have none of those.
You have none of those, and that's good. That's good.
No, I can't. Besides just the complexity of it, you know, it's like, wait, if this person does this, it's just the best place to be right now, if you haven't clinched, is just win and take care of your own business.
Win and you're in.
Yep.
I am in 13 leagues, Jeffrey. It looks like I will be in 10 out of the 13. I will be in the playoffs.
Those are some impressive numbers. And you know what? From what I remember from years past, that's pretty much par for the course.
Yeah, it's par for the course. And the other ones, you know, it's not like I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
You weren't really trying anyways in those other ones.
Well, I had to in some. Some you just made me, you know, play extra league.
I didn't make you do nothing.
Yeah, you did.
I did nothing.
So anyway,
the day I could make you do something.
Yeah.
I'd look forward to that day.
You did. You made me play two extra leagues. Because you're only in four.
I know.
How is it I got wound up with six RAR in me?
Because you had no problem saying that you would do it.
Ah, I see. So I should have just said, I'm not going to do it.
I can't do it. Just say I can't.
All right. I will remember that for next year.
Because I'm the noob. I played one team last year, and that was fun. And I played
four
teams.
And now you have four times as many.
And I'm not having as much fun.
Well, because you have to actually manage.
Well, I was managing before.
Yeah, you were kind of just, you know, flicking and
tinkering. I won the Super Bowl.
I think that it's just for your style of play, the tinkerer.
Yes.
It's more difficult to tinker with four teams.
Damn near impossible.
Well, there you go.
And that's the only way I know how to play.
Maybe you shouldn't be a tinkerer. Maybe that's what it's telling you.
Well, that would mean that I would have to get better and more knowledgeable and have the depth that you have to say who's the fifth string running back on the Detroit Lions.
Look, I'm just pretty proud of the fact that the majority of my teams all have a semblance of what my draft was.
Yes, and
the majority of my players on my teams
are whom you drafted.
Are whom I drafted, yes, that is
and
correct.
That is virtually impossible to say with any of my teams.
Yeah.
In fact, Kim up in Seattle, she noted that in the one league that we share,
yes,
that not one player that I drafted is currently on my roster.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
You don't have a single. Who was your number one pick?
It was somebody who got hurt right away. I don't know.
All right. So I'll allow that. Who was your number two pick?
I don't remember.
You not remember? Go to your league and click draft, and it gives you the draft recap. And
I'm too busy. I'm too busy tinkering and throwing people off my team.
You know what? Just for that, I am going to take the time to go and look at those drafts because I am sure.
Yeah.
That there's got to be one or two players on your
roster.
There
may be one or two regrets out of 133 moves. You know, I've got a team that I've made 133 moves on.
That's ridiculous.
It is. But you know what? I'm in the playoffs in three of my four leagues.
Ridiculous.
So what I'm saying is that is another style of play that you don't condone, that you don't support, that you don't respect.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I knock you off...
When you knock me off.
Yeah, then you're going to have to rethink football is played.
In those two leagues, in leagues three and four, where I will most likely make making the playoffs, and you will
you're
be
not gonna make it
you
in
most
two?
Likely will play making the playoffs. No, I'm not making it in two.
Okay, so three and four.
So I will make it in 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, and three and four
one
is
and
the
two
ones
I'm
we
out.
Share.
Yeah, three and four
and
are the
one
ones
I'm
share.
Out also.
You will not go further than me in the playoffs. I'll put money on that right now. Side bet?
We have to drive all the way to Nevada to do that. We don't condone gambling outside of the Nevada state line.
We will drive.
Do you think they'll move the Nevada state line to Pasadena for us?
Tonight after the show, we'll take a drive. We'll go to state line. We'll gamble at Buffalo Bills for a little bit.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills. I hate their dealers. Their dealers suck.
We'll make the side bet there, and then we'll come home.
Okay.
All right, deal.
I'm all over it. I got a sore throat, but I'm all over it.
You don't have to drive. I'll be driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want Dee Dee to get her new car, and then we'll go
and
in
then
that.
We'll go in that. Yeah. There you go. Because I'm feeling that confident. I will take you down in leagues three and four.
You always feel that confident.
Yeah.
That is what I think that's one of the things that makes you great.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
All right. Can
Thank
we get on to the NFL
great.
News?
Well, NFL news that pertains to fantasy football.
Because we got things to know and we got injuries to watch.
Let's check it out.
In the things to know department, we will get into this in more detail later with Michael Nazarek. But Denver running back Travis Henry won his appeal of his drug suspension.
And he will not be suspended for 1 year over that failed drug test.
Which means Selvin Young and Andre Hall owners find other options to get points because it ain't happening anywhere else.
Well, if Travis Henry continues, and we'll talk about this later, but if he continues to play with the fumbleitis, Shanahan does not take
I
too.
I suspect he'll get more snaps in practice.
Yeah, Shanahan does not
get the ball that much.
Well, still, Shanahan does not.
No, he has a very short fuse.
Yes.
If you're not performing. Meanwhile, Miami linebacker Zach Thomas placed on IR with migraines.
Not like that defense needed any more complications.
Yeah, 7-time Pro Bowler. On the worst team in the NFL, and he's projecting that these migraines are going to last another 4 weeks.
Dude, the dude's had concussions all season long.
I know, but
and if
what's
you've
your
ever
motivation?
Had, the migraine that you have experienced is not the same type of a migraine
that
he
comes
is
with concussions.
Yeah, that he is experiencing.
I thought a migraine was a migraine was a migraine.
No. There's. I knew a woman in college who would get a migraine that was so severe.
Yeah.
That she was out for days.
Right. I have had those.
Yes. Days.
Days.
Plural.
Right. And he is projecting to go on IR, says, I'm not getting any better before the end of the season.
And here's the deal. Those migraines that she experienced and that you've experienced are not the same ones that Zach Thomas is experiencing.
So he feels all that same crap 24/7. For the next month.
Probably at a pain of 10 to 20 times worse than what you've experienced.
I completely disagree with that because you would be dead.
No, that's not true.
When I'm talking about, if you've never had a real migraine, I mean, honestly, where if someone whispers hello, you feel like your brain's going to just crush
explode.
Your skull.
It's going to explode, yes. I've never had that.
So you
but
can't
I've
compare
been around,
it and
I've
say.
I've been around people who have experienced it.
I've had appendectomy where my appendix almost exploded and it felt like there was knives being jabbed into my stomach.
I've been there too with a gallbladder.
I would rather have had that
but
than a migraine.
Jeffrey, the migraine that you have feeling was just, it's a migraine that came on.
That
it wasn't a migraine that came on because of a concussion.
I believe that it may be worse pain, but not 20X. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, I was exaggerating with the 20X, but could be 10X. I would say it'd be 10X.
You'd be dead.
No, you would not be dead.
I don't think humans can withstand that level of pain and discomfort.
You'd be surprised what the type of pain humans can with endure.
Do you want to find out?
There you go. So that's another injury you should watch. Wide receiver Roy Williams of the Detroit Kitty Cats, who are on a 4-game losing streak. Well, one, it all depends who you talk to.
Yeah.
If you talk to him, he's going to play this week. If you talk to others, he's probably out for the season. If you talk to his coach, maybe he's out a week or two.
If you talk to
him,
maybe he'll play next week.
If you talk to Don Clayton from ESPN, you know, he's out 2 to 3 weeks. You really don't know.
If you talk to Calvin Johnson owners, they all got a big grin on their face.
They're all like, well, hopefully he's done for the season.
So we got New York Giants running back Derek Ward placed on IR with a fractured fibula.
Broken leg.
And with Jacobs already being shaky, Denny Ware was grabbed off of the practice squad of, I think, the Jets?
Yeah.
And so they're dead.
That's not good.
They are smoking mirrors.
On the on the New York Giants side, they are saying that Brandon Jacobs will be expected to play this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. He's back.
He's been wobbly, man.
Well, you know.
San Francisco quarterback Alex Smith remains unlikely to return this season.
Yeah, there you go. Ugh. There you go.
Green Bay quarterback Brett Favre will have off-season ankle surgery for bone spurs.
Off-season ankle surgery.
It's been increasing in pain, which for Brett is like no big deal. I'm serious. Is there a human on this earth that could deal with pain? More than Brett?
Yeah, probably not.
I think he's probably one of the toughest mofos out there. And by the way, props to Brett Favre for Sportsman of the Year.
Yes, SI Sportsman of the Year.
Outstanding. Congratulations. He deserves it. Oakland quarterback Jamarcus Russell is not expected to start yet, but look for more of the same this week as it was last week. So where you tune in for 9 minutes and, hey, look at him. And then he's gone again.
The East Valley Tribune is reporting that Arizona quarterback Kurt Warner is now going to play the entire game, including goal line situations.
Wow.
There you go.
That's news to me. New York Jets wide receiver Jericho Cotchery has not been ruled out for the whole season. I mean, he's not playing this week, but he's still... Hang on to him if you got him, because you never know.
All right. Atlanta Falcons quarterback situation, we're still not sure. You should watch that if you're thinking about starting either Joey Harrington or Chris Redman, because it is possible that Redman could get the start this week, but only if Joey Harrington and Byron Leftwich cannot start due to injury.
Okay, Kansas City running back Larry Johnson with his foot is out for week 14, according to the Kansas City Star. And that gets us to the injuries to watch.
Injuries,
so those are the things you needed to know.
Watch. All right.
These are things that if you've got one of these guys, you need to be looking at either Naz's Fantasy Football Mastermind or Roto World or something every single day to see if they practiced. And you've got to get some sense of whether or not they're going to start this week.
I turn it over to you. Give them to
we me. Started with St. Louis quarterback Mark Bulger, who underwent tests to see if he can play on Sunday. Unless he suffers a setback, he should be clear for Sunday,
okay.
Which is great news because Gus Frerotte sprained his throwing shoulder, and that would have left Brock Berlin as the number two quarterback there in St. Louis.
Yeah, dude.
Now, but
he sounds like a rock band, Brock Berlin.
Brock Berlin. No, you know what that reminds me of is David Hasselhoff on top of the Berlin Wall.
Hasselhoff.
You know, he's huge in Germany.
Yeah, he is.
In Germany.
Well, it's funny.
And on SpongeBob.
Well,
have you seen him on SpongeBob?
Yes, that movie.
Well, no, not the movie, on the TV show.
Oh, he's on the
TV
show?
He's on regularly.
Really?
He's like a lifeguard.
Well,
when they go above water, David Hasselhoff's there.
Well, that's the thing. It's funny because in the movie, which I was forced to go watch.
I'm sorry.
He's in the
He has a prominent role.
He helps SpongeBob save their his
Yay. Family, whatever, so, yeah. Now, they've actually, St. Louis has gone out and looked at what did we used to call him? It's Todd Bowman, but Todd Bowman?
No.
Talbaum.
Talbaum.
Is expected to possibly sign from Jacksonville with St. Louis.
For the St. Louis Rams?
To give them some depth. Talbaum, yeah.
To give them depth?
Depth.
Give them depth.
There's a Freudian slip.
Talbaum will give you depth. There you go.
Arizona wide receivers are in a bad way. Anquan yes. Boldin with a broken toe may require surgery. Larry Fitzgerald with a groin injury was out Sunday.
And as we'll tell you later, and one of my clicks of the week,
yeah,
Brian Johnson, Arizona wide receiver, he looking good.
Lock him up.
Looking good.
Washington wide receiver Antoine Randle-L was in full pads today for practice. That's good news. Tampa Bay quarterback Jeff Garcia told a Tampa radio station he will practice on Wednesday.
Okay.
I believe it when I see it on Wednesday. San Francisco wide receiver, finally, Arnaz Battle is questionable with his ankle. They really have no one else to throw the ball to, so he better get his butt out there, is what I got to say. And that is it for NFL news as it pertains to fantasy football. And let's get to studs and duds.
Studs and duds.
Week 13 scoring studs at quarterback Dallas, Tony Romo. Anyone heard of him? 26 points. Ooh. Running back, San Diego's LaDainian Tomlinson, 31 points. Anyone heard of him?
Sweet.
Wide receiver, we had a trio of wide receivers with 21 points. Terrell Owens, Hines Ward, and Reggie Wayne.
Has anyone heard of them?
Yes, at tight end, San Diego's Antonio Gates, 22 points at tight end.
Sweet.
That could lock you a win. Yes, like that.
Yes, like that.
Defense special teams, Carolina Panthers, 25 points and a kicker. New York Jets, Ted Nugent with 17.
Wow. Check this lineup out with my 146 points.
Yeah.
I had Romo with 36.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson with 24.
Yeah.
LT with 31.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Wayne and Terrell Owens both with 21. And Nick Folk with 13.
Very nice.
Now, I have to correct you on the Antonio Gates one. Those 22 points were from last week, because this week he put up a big goose egg.
What?
He's my tight end. He put up a big goose egg this week.
No.
He had one catch for minus 1 yard receiving.
So that was an editing error.
Yeah, that was an editing error. I think you copied it from last week.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. But I just wanted to show you that even with Gates putting up a big fat zero goose egg, 146 points.
I stand corrected, and I appreciate the clarification on that, and congratulations on your 140-some-odd points.
With my tight end getting zero.
Well, you know what? When you have a week like that, I'm sorry. I've had a week or two like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You get enough guys in the 20s and 30s. It's like you might as well have somebody get minus points. It don't slow you down much.
Yeah.
Here's my big week 13 scoring duds before we get to Mike Nazarek. These are just disgusting numbers.
Oh.
At quarterback, New York Giants, Eli Manning.
Happy feet.
5 points.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for coming to the party. At running back, Reggie Bush, 5 points.
Happy feet.
Thanks for coming. At wide receiver, Kansas City, Dwayne Bowe, 5 points.
Told you not to play him.
You told me not to play him. Thank you. Defense special team, this is the big one of the week. Green Bay Packers, -5.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys rolled up a lot of points on them, so.
-5.
Yeah.
And a kicker, Adam Vinatieri, 4 points.
Yeah.
Man, and he's supposed to be
imagine,
the big stud.
I mean, because all of those names there, viable options.
Absolutely.
All starters.
That's
can
why.
Can you imagine if you had that roster right there that you just
you're
named?
Like, oh,
you're
I'm
like,
feeling so good.
I'm looking good.
I look good. I got 25 points this week. You're laughing at everyone laughing at you.
I did play, I think it was week 12, I played someone who put up an extraordinary 17 points against me.
Championship.
Yeah. That, I tried to be nice to that person.
And
but,
not go.
And not do that. But that's got to be hurt. You wake up in the morning and, you know, on Monday morning and all the games are over and you're looking at your score and you're like,
boom.
Can you hit refresh? What's
refresh? What's this is stuck from before the game started.
Refresh.
This is just the Thursday game
it says
stuck
I
in
have
there.
17.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's
no,
not
that's,
good.
That's a final.
That's not
and you're
good.
A loser.
All right. So as we said, this is the final regular season week of fantasy football for us. So let's get to the bringing the Naz, give you clicks and flicks for week 14 because we will need them because many of you, as Jeff and I find ourselves in the situation, need to win.
Yes.
To
we,
move
we
on.
We win outright, and our destiny is sealed.
Yes.
And I can't wait.
That is a good situation to be in. Let's bring them in.
The Mastermind Edge.
With us from beautiful Henderson, Nevada, is Michael Nazarek, president of Mastermind, Fantasy Football Mastermind.
What's up, Naz? How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. It's a little chilly. Little chilly out here.
It is chilly here, too. I remember back on the Thanksgiving show, you said in from warm Henderson. At the time, the first cool wave had kind of come through here, and temperatures were in the 60s, and now actually today it hovered right around 60, and we've had some days in the 50s, so it's not exactly 90 degrees is gone.
It was over 80 here today.
So what you're saying
you're
is...
You're 80. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, we've not had 80 here in about 3 weeks.
Now is the time to come to Las Vegas. That's
it's
what you're
always
saying.
Time to go to Vegas.
No, now when it's 120 degrees.
When it's 120, you just never leave the casino or the pool. I mean,
well,
come on.
That's true.
It's really simple.
It's going to be gorgeous here from now all the way through next week.
I know, and rooms are still cheap at the Sahara. They're not paying me to say this. But man, they still got $3 blackjack
Jeffrey
on the strip.
Loves the state they that do. Place.
$3 blackjack.
I was down there about a couple months ago.
You go,
they
Naz.
Haven't, they haven't leveled that place
no,
yet.
No, they place, better not.
That place needs to get leveled.
They just remodeled it about
I like
4 years
ago. So. Well, no, they added the NASCAR Cafe, which was a joke.
The NASCAR Cafe.
It was the NASCAR
That's
Cafe.
Right,
it was
the
just
NAS.
For done for you.
Oh,
hey, they
right.
got that roller coaster there. You guys, you got to ride that if you haven't. The one that
it
goes in a corkscrew and
speed.
It goes straight up and stops and then goes backwards.
I have a problem, Michael, with anything built on that side of the California border because it just
really?
Seems to me with the lack of taxes you guys pay and the lack of laws that you guys have over there in Nevada that things aren't quite as safe as
They're
they might be in California.
Up to standard.
I mean, because people still die at Magic Mountain and Disneyland out here. So it's like, how many people have died on that thing? What's its state line? The big monster thing.
El Diablo.
El Diablo that scares the living bejesus out of you.
I love that roller coaster.
It's so rickety, though. You're sure you're going to die. And it's like part of it is that I'm in Nevada now. The laws are much looser here.
Well,
I mean, they
I
have legal prostitution. They have legal gambling.
That's the
now.
That's the whole thrill of doing the ride. You want to see
you might die. You might die.
A little thrill. All right, let's get back to fantasy
okay.
football.
Okay.
Mastermind Edge.
This is week 14. This is probably or should be the final week of fantasy football
for
season.
For most.
You're getting ready to head into the fantasy football playoffs. So this is the time where you gotta shape up or
you gotta
ship out.
No
one
to hold them. You gotta know when to fold them. Got no one to run away. No one to hide.
So I need some info from you quickly. We understand that
we covered briefly in the news.
Denver
the Travis
back,
Henry situation.
Travis Henry has won his appeal. What does that mean? That means no suspension, and now he's good to go.
Well, yes, it does. And anyone that owns Travis Henry, they're just smiling from ear to ear right now. They should be because it's a shocking bit of news. No one has ever appealed a drug suspension that was handed down from the NFL and actually won an appeal.
That was my question to you, Mike, is have you ever heard of this? I have never heard of this.
It's never happened. But what's interesting is that the statement from the NFL that they said, I'm going to read this verbatim. This is the quote from the NFL on the statement. They said, Travis Henry will remain in the substance abuse program and must continue to adhere to all aspects of it, but will not be suspended following his appeal. The defense of hair samples and lie detector tests was irrelevant and unconvincing, but our substance abuse program is based on meeting the highest standards and respecting player rights in all phases of its administration. What does that say to you guys?
Okay, let me tell you what it says to me. First of all, Mike Shanahan, he thinks the lie detector is unbeatable, and he's a boob. Because the lie detector is very beatable, okay? And if you're a drug addict,
I agree with that.
You're going to be much more... drug addicts lie. All addicts lie. That's the one thing that they all share in common. They could be any race, any color, any hair color, any fingerprint size. They all lie, and they're good at lying because they have a lot of practice. Here's the other thing. It says that they actually bought his argument that they should have... That if he requests to have a doctor of his present for the going over of the B sample... That they should have respected that, and they didn't. That would be the only explanation that makes any sense to me.
But also what they're saying is, look, you had a four-game suspension back in 2005 when you played with the Tennessee Titans, and you have to stay in this drug abuse program, and if we catch you again, it's a year suspension.
Yeah, this does not sound to me that the NFL is admitting any kind of wrongdoing in the way they handled it.
They're not.
That was almost like a, well, yeah, you're getting off this easy this time, but, you know, nothing is going to get past us.
Right. They found a technicality, I think, was what Travis Henry was.
I think basically they waited the extra 2 or 3 weeks, you know, because we were all kind of waiting. Like, oh, it's supposed to come down this week, right? No, it's going to be another week. I think that they were going over their P's and Q's with all their team of hundreds of lawyers or whatnot, and they were looking at us and they said, wait a minute, guys, I think that if we uphold the suspension, I think that Travis Henry has enough of a case here. That you know that it will go to court and that he will end up eventually losing. So he might as well just go ahead and let him play, but you know let him know that we know you know what's going on here
and we're
going to
have our spies at the 12-step programs making sure that he shows up.
We're watching you.
Because I bet you anything, he's supposed to attend at least one 12-step program a week.
You know what? The way he performed against the Raiders, I don't want him on my fantasy football team anyways.
You're talking about the fumbles, huh?
Yeah, fumbler!
Man, oh man. It's
fumbler!
Like it was a grease pig contest.
In many fantasy leagues, you know, people don't lose points for fumbles. And
well,
you're
doing
you're doing ours.
Two touchdowns can't be overlooked.
Minus two.
Mike Shanahan said that they only wanted to get him in on 12 plays, but because Selvin Young suffered a bruised arm injury in the game, they had to pull him out, and you know Andre Hall was inactive because of his ankle. So Henry ended up playing 41 plays, and he had not had much practice time. And
it's not a lot of difference between 15 and 41, is there?
Yeah, well, there is.
Oh, yeah, it's like three times.
At all.
All yeah.
Right. So, you know, basically he learned on the fly there, and, you know, when you get hit, you know, certain ways, that you are going to fumble the ball if you're not prepared for it.
He was reminded.
So this is the reason why players really need to, why running backs, I think, it's very important to practice. You know, you got Plaxico Burress has been going the whole season without practicing, and it's finally starting to show up in his play. But you can go a few weeks without practicing as a wide receiver. You get the routes down, and you know, you get the timing down with the quarterbacks and all. But when you're a running back like that, and you're not used to getting hit live, and all of a sudden you know you're thrown into a game in a major way like that, sometimes things are going to happen. But for fantasy terms, this is really great news for people for Travis Henry owners. People that have Selvin Young and Henry, you keep Young as insurance for Henry. But if you just got Selvin Young, now you got to take a look at it and go, oh, wait a minute. Henry's going to start. You're going to hold on to Young if you want to. If Henry gets hurt again, but then Young is hurt, then you got Andre Hall's coming back from the ankle. You know, it depends on if you've got somebody else sitting on the waiver wire. You know, Fred Jackson, maybe. I don't know. You know, he might get into the start this week. It's not an easy call to decide what to do with Selvin Young anymore if you don't own Travis Henry.
Well, it may just be me, but Denver running backs, it's always so convoluted in that backfield. I just tend to stay away from them. I don't want them on my team.
Well, I play in eight leagues, and I've got him in one league, only one. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. We're like, you know, oh, my gosh, is he going to be suspended? Oh, he's going to play. No, he's not going to play because he's injured. It's like, oh, wait a minute, Selvin Young. No, now Andre Hall. It's like, you know, they stick in players at the last minute. Andre Hall started the last minute. Then he goes ahead and sprains his ankle and then plays the rest of the game and scores and runs for like 90-something yards, you know. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then the next week he's inactive. So, yeah, it's a whole bunch of headaches that, you know, if you don't like to play that kind of game, then avoid all the Denver running backs.
Yes, yes. All righty, it's time for Clicks and Flicks for the Week 14 final showdown. Most people, either you're in the playoffs, you're out of the playoffs, or you need a win to get in the playoffs, or you need a win and a couple teams to lose for you to get in the playoffs.
Or you're looking to play spoiler.
Or that's right. Yeah, you're out of the playoffs and you just don't want someone in there and you hope you can win to knock them out. So that's where we are. So here are the Clicks and Flicks players to play or to avoid for Week 14. Naz, we're going to start with you. Click us a quarterback.
Well, I would click the quarterback here, but you got to play the sound, guys.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Oh, man.
All right, it's time for Clicks and Flicks.
It wasn't good enough just to give you a Madden boom?
He didn't want the boom. He wanted the
all right, you got the hit bang.
Quarterback me.
Okay. Let's click David Garrard of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He threw a couple touchdowns against the Colts last week. And
he got his first pick out of his system.
The Panthers, the kitty cats, right?
Yes.
This week at
home. They're the Lions.
And Garrard's healthy. He's going to produce. He's going to probably throw another couple scores this week. So if you got him, start him in your lineup.
Garrard, all right.
I'm happy that he got his first interception out of the way. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So you might as well get it out of the way. Now you can go have fun.
That one interception in 14 weeks.
It's remarkable.
He missed, three or four games.
He missed
there,
three games.
It is still remarkable given the number of passes he had thrown over 200. I am clicking Tampa Bay's Luke McCown at Houston. He should have a great day stepping in for Jeff Garcia.
Is he starting?
Assuming. Well, dude, Jeff Garcia still like has no feeling in his arm.
Yeah.
And he says he's going to play. I'll believe it when I see it. If not,
we'll see tomorrow in tomorrow's practice. You know, he said he's going to practice on Wednesday, and we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But
he can't hold a cup of coffee.
So, I mean, with the way McCown played last week, if he starts, it's a really good play.
Yep.
All right. I've got quarterback Trent Edwards of the Buffalo Bills. He is at home playing against the Miami Dolphins.
He's looking good.
He should have a field day, and the kid is playing some good football right now.
He really is.
If you've got Trent Edwards or you're looking for a spot start here, Trent Edwards is the way to go.
Yeah. Running backs. Steven, get us started there with the running backs.
All right. I'm going to go with Green Bay's rookie Ryan Grant, who has been looking very, very good, even
very
against the Cowboys.
Studly.
He got into the end zone twice. Didn't reach 100 yards, but he did get in the end zone twice.
Two scores.
He is playing against the Oakland Raiders, people. Okay, and the Raiders
could have 200 yards, guys. Come with 200
and
yards.
And 17 scores.
Absolutely. So if you've got Ryan Grant, well, I don't know about the 17 scores, but he will have a couple. And he should get close. As a matter of fact, he's not going to get close. He's going to get over 100 yards. Ryan Grant will be the starter.
Steve
there.
And I left him on the bench last week, and that cost me. That is the reason I have to win this week
there
in two
go.
Leagues.
There you go.
You well, guys, you know how I was looking forward to that Thursday night game, and I started Grant in all three leagues. I got him in all three games.
You best. You know, seeing those points on the bench, just it puts a dagger in your heart.
Dagger.
Especially when you lose. You're just like, I lost by 2 points.
Dagger.
It's like, and I left 23 sitting on the bench.
There you go.
Okay, wow. I've got Colby Smith, Kansas City running back, going at Denver. They are becoming Swiss cheese resembling there in Denver.
That's a good matchup. Now, that's right. Larry Johnson was just declared as out for this week, so Colby Smith gets another start.
There you go.
All right, how about you, Naz? Running back.
Okay, Tom, I called it last week. Thomas Jones gets his first score against Miami, and he did.
Ta-da.
And he's going to score again this week against the...
Wait a minute.
What is it? Who did he play? The Browns.
Mike, you get this for calling a first touchdown of someone.
There you go. You said he would score, and he got in.
Hey, that takes cojones, man, to take someone's first score.
There you go.
And call it out. That shows studliness.
Wide receivers, Jeffrey, click someone.
I'm clicking Atlanta's Roddy White versus New Orleans.
Really?
Yes, I am. Roddy White. He has been performing at a really high level, and he is still available in a ton of leagues.
Okay. How about you, Naz?
Quarterback Jason David is just toast. The burnt toast there for New Orleans. He can't stop anything.
Is that what that smell is?
Burnt toast.
Yeah. Is that
burnt
what that
toast.
Smell is? I've been trying to figure that out.
All right, Naz, wide receiver. Click him.
I got Justin Gage, Tennessee. He's the number one receiver there. They've got a kind of a tough matchup here against San Diego this
Barry.
Week. But I think he's going to produce. So I would go ahead and click Gage if you got him, if you need him. I mean, he's a great guy. If you got him on the bench, you got a tough matchup elsewhere.
And San Diego does give up big plays occasionally via the air.
Yes, they do.
Got wide receiver Bryant Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals with Fitzgerald and Bolden hurting.
That's
He's
true.
He's going to become the go-to guy there. And
that's a great click, Steven.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's the free agent wide receiver pickup of the week. Everyone's running to pick up Bryant Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can we pause the show?
I'm pausing the show.
I got to go get him.
Just going to go get Bryant Johnson. There you go. So that is a guy that you should go and pick up. Let's get to tight ends, our final click of
Well, let me
position.
Start here, Steven, because I'm just tangenting on the end of San Diego giving up some big plays against the pass. So I've got Tennessee's Bo Scaife in there.
Scaife, Bo. Yeah, you're right. He should put up some good numbers against the San Diego Chargers. Naz, tight end, who you got there?
I'm going to go with the guy that you chose to click last week, Ben Utek with Indianapolis. He had three catches, 47 yards, and a PPR lead. That's almost 8 points.
That's 8 points.
Last week. Very solid production. They're playing Baltimore this week, and you don't expect to see Marvin Harrison again this week. So Ben's going to catch 3-4 passes this week, and it's a nice spot fantasy start play for anyone that needs a tight end.
All right. I'm going to go with, I don't know if I should do this. Okay, I'm going to do it. L.J. Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles, he's going against the New York Giants. He struggled most of the season, but he's now becoming a target for A.J.
Well,
Feely.
Healthy, and if they get McNabb back this week, then, you know, they should. They say he's going to practice in the way A.J. Feely played last week. I think that's a good call.
Well, he's been, and L.J. Smith over the last 3 weeks has consistently been getting 4 or 5 catches. Mm-hmm. Not sure if he'll get in the end zone, but he should be able to get another 4 or 5 catches in about 50, 60 yards.
Idiot.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
It's he's going up against the Giants, and the Giants give up big plays to the tight end.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. We'll see how it works out.
All right, there you go. Well, There you go.
There you go.
Jeff McClark had a big catch against them last week, didn't he?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Over the middle, almost killed him. Yeah.
Now, Naz, I need to know, do you expect to be hit-banged into the flicks as well? Or is the hit-bang sufficient to cover both?
I like to hear it again.
Okay. All right, all so right. Now it's time to flick some players. Sit them on your bench. If you're thinking about playing them, don't do it. We'll start with Naz. Quarterbacks, who are you flicking?
Well, even though he played a good fourth quarter and led the team to a win, comeback win over the Bears, Eli Manning is still playing skittish, as the GM would say.
Skittish.
He's making bad decisions. I don't know what it is. Early in that game, especially, I mean, Shockey would go out and run a pan or turn to the left, and he was thrown to the right. So, I mean, he was like throwing.
How do you not be on the same page with guys you've been playing with since you've been a rookie?
I don't understand that either. That was a big question. They were talking about that in the pregame show, and I'm like, I don't know what's.
How much time do you need to get on the same page with someone?
Happy feet.
No, skittish feet. Skittish. I like skittish feet better.
All right, that's a good one.
Eli, he can't be happy.
Don't play him if you got him.
Remember, I said I wouldn't let him lead my family. Because he doesn't have a ferocious bone in his body.
Most people that have Eli Manning probably also have another solid alternative like Kurt Warner or somebody like that. Probably Eli's not
somebody who's really a man. No offense. I said it and I meant it.
Okay.
I said it and I meant it. I am flicking, drumroll please, John Kitna.
Kitna.
Yes, the perennial top five guy, John Kitna, against Dallas. Well, I don't know.
The Cowboys are going to kill him. They're going to eat
pretty
him
much. They're going to eat him for lunch.
Lions are going downhill fast.
I did it last week when I sat Carson Palmer, and he only got 7 points against Pittsburgh.
All right.
Help that there's no Roy Williams there either. Remember?
That's
that.
True.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm flicking quarterback Sage Rosenfels of the Houston Texans. I believe he should be starting again as Matt Schaub. Will not be available. They're going up against Tampa Bay, and right now the Buccaneers are making quarterbacks look bad. There you go. Jeffrey always has to play craziness.
Whenever it's Sage Rosenfeld, you got to play Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Nice.
Okay.
Running backs, who are you flicking as?
Okay, well, this week I'm a little bit of a surprise, although he was fumbling all over the place. Willie Parker, he's only scored, I believe, twice this week. I mean, this year.
this week.
He wishes he scored this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Twice. But he's only scored twice, and I know that Najee Davenport's got the foot injury, but they worked out Baron Haynes, and they're probably going to re-sign him. He's going to start, but, of course, they got a horrible, horrible matchup against New England on the road. And something just tells me New England's probably going to jump out on that team this week, and they probably won't be seeing the 28 carries or so that he had last week. And if you got a better matchup, I guess I call this a caution play of the week. If you got other solid alternatives, obviously, like if your other two running backs are maybe Ernest Graham Cracker and Ryan Grant, I would be sitting Willie Parker this week.
Calling him Ernest Graham Cracker, that's awesome. All right, running back Jeffrey, who are you flicking?
I'm just going with all the big names this week. I really am. This is like your top 10 hits, and I'm just knocking them off. I'm flicking them right off there. Edrin James at Seattle. Flick him hard.
All right, cool.
Make sure he hits the wall when you flick him, by the way. What's the reasoning there? He's just not producing, and Seattle is starting to tighten things up, and they're getting their ship together.
All right. I am saying running back Kevin Jones of the Detroit Kitty Cats. They're going up against the Cowboys defense that is pretty stout against the run.
Now, you tell me, how the heck did he have three carries for 1 yard all of last week?
It's a mystery.
That's the Mike March system right there, and that's the reason why the rumors now saying that Mike March is not going to be invited back to stay as offensive coordinator next year with Detroit.
What if
they start winning some games here.
What if they get him another wide receiver? Do you think he'd stay then?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, Matt Mellon loves them, so he just collects them, you know.
Just something you should know about Detroit. They were 6-2. Now they're 6-6. That means they're on a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah, so was Naz in one of his leagues.
They could end up 6-10 very easily. Their schedule down the stretch here is murderous.
Dude, they are going to wind up 6-10. He was right about 10 games. Not that he said they were going to win them. They're going to lose them. That's how many games they're going to lose. All right,
like Dallas this week, and then they play San Diego next week.
Green Bay.
There's not a win in sight.
I think they're
Kansas City. They might have a chance against Kansas City. But
no, they're going to be so demoralized by then.
End of the season, they play the Packers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dead.
That's right. All right, wide receivers, I'm going to go first. I'm flicking San Francisco 49er Daryl Jackson.
Ooh.
This guy has been one of the biggest disappointments in fantasy football. So much for that trade that it was going to be like, oh, we're getting Daryl Jackson from Seattle. It's going to be great. Yeah, not good.
What's amazing to me also is that the guy is healthy. Arnaz Battle is clearly the number one option in offense.
Absolutely.
He's scored now 2 weeks in a row, and I've got him on several of my teams, and you know, I didn't pay half the price that a lot of people paid for Daryl Jackson in a fantasy draft, and I've been starting him every week, and I'm looking at that, and I see that one catch, 20 yards, two catches, 25 yards. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Overpaid.
That's why I say it's time to maybe.
Did they pay him to play the decoy role or something?
Sure. You'll get triple teamed.
Daryl Jackson.
And they'll leave Arnaz Battle open.
Jeffrey, wide receiver.
Again, going with the all-star team, Carolina Steve Smith.
Wow.
At Jacksonville, getting flicked. Wow. He ain't done jack squat the last month.
He hasn't. You're right.
And I don't get it.
Vinny's doing what he can to get the ball to him.
Whatever.
Vinny Testaverde.
I'm sorry. Vinny's not going to be able to. Steve Smith, I don't know what is his deal. I don't know if it's I'm not on a winning team, so I don't care. I don't know if it's that I want a contract extension. I don't know if it's that, you know, I ate, you know, a bad batch of bran for breakfast. I don't know what it is, but he is not the guy that he once was.
Steve Smith. He's on a horrible team.
You know what? There's a lot of players
I think
that put
the problem
up,
there is more the quarterback than the player guy.
Yeah. It's the quarterback. Yeah. When the quarterback
if
doesn't get
was
you the
there,
ball,
Steve Smith will be scoring touchdowns.
Left
every
and
you know what?
Right.
I've heard this said about Steve Smith on many a professional broadcast.
Okay.
ESPN, NFL Network. The thing with Steve Smith that's so amazing is you just throw the ball up in the air and he goes and finds it. Well, yeah. Apparently that's not true.
It is true, but the quarterbacks that he has right now can't even throw it anywhere in his vicinity.
So they're throwing it the wrong way.
You got to get it in his vicinity at least.
Well,
Steve Smith is a pretty small guy. I mean, it's not like he's Randy Moss going to out jump anyone.
Right. You got to get it in his vicinity.
I'm just quoting all these smart people that get paid.
5'10", something like that. Yeah. I mean, he's just fast as heck.
All right, Naz, wide receiver, who you flicking?
Okay, before I get into my flick here, I wanted to mention in my newsletter this week, I'm giving specific advice on four former stud or current stud wide receivers that you should no longer not only bench, but you shouldn't even own. Okay,
wow.
And I'm
going to
give you one of them right
now. Receivers? You're going to give us one. Okay,
four
give us
wide
one.
Receivers, and I'll give you one of them right now. It's Javon Walker in Denver. His knee is not anywhere near to 100%. 2 weeks ago, he played in 8 plays. This past week, they used him as a kind of a decoy and also as a third receiver, and he ran around a little bit more. And Shanahan says that his knee's still not healthy. We don't know when it's going to ever be healthy. What are the Broncos, 5-7?
5-7.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. They're not going to the playoffs. They know that Javon Walker needs to be healthy for them to make the playoffs, and that's not going to happen this week. This year. So he can run around all he wants, but he's not going to get much action, and I don't think he's going to make any kind of fantasy impact, especially the next couple of weeks when people need him the most. So you shouldn't even have him on your roster. If Brian Johnson's out there right now, dump Javon Walker and pick up Brian Johnson. He's the one that's not only a star for the Cardinals, but probably score touchdowns the next couple of weeks while Bolden tries to limp around with his dislocated toe and Fitz tries to get around with a sore groin. That's just one of four. Well, I got three other specific ones and for subscribers of the newsletter. It's only $14.95 for the rest of the season. You know, jump on there if you want to get some good fancy information. Now, as for this week, my flick at the wide receiver position has got to be Kevin Walter for Houston. A big guy that's a big sleeper of mine earlier in the year, and he was seeing all kinds of looks and coming up big. But, you know, that's only the problem with that is that was when Andre Johnson
was
back.
That was when Andre Johnson was missing.
In the last three games, he's only had one decent game and two poor games. He's not getting looks from either Matt Schaub or Sage Rosenfeld when he came in the game. Guy caught one pass for 11 yards last week. Sit Kevin Walter this week and let him earn his way back on your fantasy roster as a starter. And I don't think that's going to happen here as long as Andre Johnson's healthy.
I'm sorry, who'd you mention at quarterback there in Houston?
Don't say it.
Who'd you mention?
SR.
Nice.
Rosemary and Tasha's
It's so
all
pretty.
Right, tight ends. Jeffrey, who you flicking?
I'm flicking from the all-star list, Vernon Davis versus Minnesota.
Ooh, man.
And I was so high on him last year, and he got me to the Super Bowl last year. But this year, I don't know, with Alex Smith and all of his myriad of problems and San Francisco in the tailspin that they are, someone's got to throw him the ball, and it ain't going to be Smith.
Well, it's very inconsistent there, play by Davis and the coaching staff. They don't. It's like they go from week to week. Well, we should have Davis in the game plan. Yeah, and he catches 7 passes for 90 yards and a score 1 week. And then last week, what, he had 1 catch?
And yeah, I mean, it's Minnesota. And you know what they like to do is intercept balls and run them back for touchdowns. Like, so
yeah, just ask Eli Manning.
Naz, tight end, flicking.
Okay, well, I'm going to flick the king. No, not the Burger King, the Jeff King from Carolina. Because
don't Vinny, flick the king.
Not the Burger
the,
King.
The bags in the SUV are trying to run him over.
I love that commercial, guys, where they try to drive over him.
We'll get you next time, king.
Over the brick wall, and he does that double take. You know,
you know, in England, in the window they had this big banner, and I didn't try it, but I should have. The Angry Whopper.
The Angry Whopper. You even have a picture of that.
I have a picture of it. Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know what was. I'm afraid to eat it. It's like it would. Does it slap you?
It might eat you back.
It bites back.
Yeah. Now that wasn't the what is it? The Air Supply Burger.
No. Don't get onto the commercials. This is not commercial.
I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but heck, it's week 14, right?
And it's what we do.
You're talking about Jeff King.
Jeff King.
Flick him.
Flick him from your roster this week. He's not going to score, not going to produce. I know he scored last week, but it ain't going to happen again this week.
Noted.
All right, tight end. I say do not play Marcus Pollard, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. He's just not integrated. He has not been integrated properly into that offense. He's not getting very many touches. They're using him more as a blocker, which they really need. And so if you need some production from your tight end, don't let it be Marcus
Look
Pollard.
Somewhere else.
You know what was interesting, Stephen, is last week I was watching that game and the announcers were talking to Marcus before the game and he specifically told them, well, yeah, I'm really excited today because, you know, the coaches have put in these 4 or 5 plays around the goal line and they're going to try and get me the ball. Did it happen?
No.
It
no. There you go. And
that's what they told him.
You just avoid him, okay? Early in the season, I liked him. They're not throwing to him anymore, especially near the goal line. Sean Alexander's getting the carries, and Maurice Morris is breaking off the long ones, and Nate Burleson is catching balls and running it in, and Bobby Ingram's catching them, and there's nothing left for Pollard.
Nothing
no,
for Pollard.
No, there isn't.
So there you go. Those are our clicks and flicks for week 14.
And that brings conclusion to
the Mastermind Edge.
Naz, once again, thanks for coming on and giving us all that great insight.
Well, we've just got a couple more weeks left, guys. I'm really excited about the upcoming fantasy playoffs in like 8 leagues. I want to make 6 or 7 of them in playoffs. And so it's now or never, guys. You got to start your studs, okay? Manage your rosters. Watch the injury reports and the practice reports every week.
Every week? How about every day?
Every day. I'm getting excited, you know, because it's just that time of the year. It's do or die. And when you make the playoffs and you win a couple of games, all of a sudden you're in the fantasy bowl, and then all of a sudden you see your players just score touchdowns, and before you know it, you see yourself holding that trophy, and you got the bragging rights for a whole year.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And then
this
football
stuff.
Ends, and all of a sudden you're crying in your beer.
Oh,
I told my wife to get the Gatorade ready to dump all over me.
I do. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing the first week in February.
Yes, you
know,
do. We're going on a cruise.
Okay, and the bragging the rights week. Are forever. Yeah. They are forever.
That's
so
true.
You can
That's
look
true.
Back and say, well, there's no more football, but I got the trophy. Yeah.
Yeah. In
That's
your
why
face.
We play the game.
I wish they actually sent us trophies.
Yeah. You want a trophy?
Well, you know, in our leagues, in our roaring leagues, the winners are going to get like T-shirts and stuff.
Shotskis.
But I'm wearing one right now, so it's
you
like
you will not get one.
I know. Well, I don't want. I don't need one. I've got one.
You've already got
so
one.
So what do I get?
Nothing.
Well, what the hell am I playing for?
Well,
pride.
There you go.
Pride.
That's right. You want to win your leagues
because
no one should win unless you win.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Naz. We appreciate
Who
it.
Who said that? Who said that?
That was Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat, the basketball
player.
Oh,
okay.
Say it again, Jeff.
No one should win unless you win.
There's some profundity.
That's great advice.
Wrap your mind around that one.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Naz. Have a good night.
Good night, Naz.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
You know, I'm going to do it and run away with everything this week.
What are you going to run away with?
I mean, making the playoffs.
Oh, I'm making the playoffs.
No, do you know how I'm going to do it, though?
How are you going to do it?
It's the mirrors.
Ouch.
I'm going to use the mirrors, yeah.
Not the mirrors,
I'm
going to
use the mirrors.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make the playoffs in a lot of my leagues, and I suspect come the end of December, right around holiday time.
It's the holiday season.
I will have some
serious cash.
Nice bank. Cashola.
Yeah, baby.
Which Trisha will then take from me.
She'll take full possession of and say, I'll be like, thank you very much.
Can I at least have 50 bucks?
Throw me a freaking bone here, girl.
Can I have 50 bucks? I could buy a new Xbox game or something?
No.
Oh, man. I'm glad she's not out here listening to that. All right, people. Week 14. Time to get serious. Let's get serious. Come on.
If you haven't been serious up to this point,
yeah.
What are you doing listening to this show?
Well, and here's a question. We love you for listening to the show.
No, absolutely.
And hopefully what we have done this season is provide you a little bit of insight to help your teams out significantly.
And I would go a step further and say this is the inaugural season of Fantasy Football Rants and Raves.
First year.
It was essential that, from my perspective, it was essential that we roll it out of NFL Rants and Raves.
Yes.
Because there was too many people that enjoyed NFL Rants and Raves but didn't want to have anything to do with fantasy football.
Correct.
And that's their prerogative.
Yes.
And so we didn't want to make it tedious for them to enjoy the show or say, oh, that's a fantasy show, so I got to skip it. So for those of you who have stayed with us throughout this first season, we are very, very open to positive feedback.
Positive feedback. Let us know what you liked.
We don't want emails that say you guys are dorks. I hate you. That doesn't help us get better.
You know what, Jeffrey? It's because you told me that you shouldn't play someone and they were good.
I wish Steven wouldn't sing. Okay, that's not helpful.
Yeah.
Positive feedback. Tell us.
I'm going to sing.
Tell us. Yeah, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
And you can't contain me in fantasy football.
You can't. Oh, we're in singing, for that matter. And you know why?
We're too stupid.
That's why.
Yeah.
And so give us some suggestions on how the show might improve for next season.
There you go.
Because we're hanging in there, and we want this show to be the show that everybody would go to. What features could we add? What content would make this most valuable to you, the fantasy football fan?
Yes.
Okay?
And if you want me to show you how I scored 146 points this week, I will be more than happy to tell you how I did that.
I think it'd be an interesting video podcast to show how I set my roster.
Yeah.
Because I have so many web pages open as I'm looking at fantasy football scores against depth charts. I've got so many pages open in front of me.
Yeah.
I think that just thinking out loud.
That's wild. That's pretty wild. Because
it's fun.
I go to my submission page. Where, like, if I, like, for next week.
And you have to bow down and submit.
And I go team lineup. And so I've got here, and I've got quarterback. Here's my decision this week. I got Tony Romo going against Detroit. I got Ben Roethlisberger going against New England. That's a no-brainer. All right, then I go to running backs. And I go, I got Fred Taylor. He's at home against Carolina. I got LaDainian Tomlinson going against Tennessee. I got Ernest Graham going against Houston. I got Adrian Peterson going against San Francisco.
And you say it really doesn't matter who I start.
Yeah.
Except Jeff did click, Frank Gore.
Yeah, you did.
So Steven would take my advice and stay away from him.
There you go. So I'd go LaDainian Tomlinson and Adrian Peterson. I mean,
It takes you 15 seconds to set the lineup. It takes me an hour.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does. So a video podcast of me doing it would not be
fun.
No,
that would be really quite boring.
A video podcast of you might be hilarious.
It's educational for the people that are like me or newbies.
Yes. Okay.
And to get the thought process of somebody who's been down the road maybe a little bit further, has been a little bit more successful. Not a lot.
Well, the way I do it sometimes, and I try to play the player with the prettiest uniform.
Yeah.
So therefore, no Jets ever get played. Yeah.
Especially with their throw-up uniforms.
God, those are awful.
They are.
All right, that's all the time we have. Week 14, this has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For Fantasy Football Rants and Raves.
Good night. Good luck.
Fantasy
Fantasy Football Rants and Raves brought to you by Sin Sport, the premier cutting-edge fantasy football league hosting service. See them at synsport.com.
They provide the most advanced and customizable fantasy football league systems anywhere on the planet. Completely online, and best, Jeffrey, it's ad-free.
No ads, simply fantasy football the way you want it.
It's all about fantasy football.
Customizable, up-to-the-minute, in-game stats.
But, Jeffrey, if you want to save a couple of bucks, they do something unprecedented and post scores 1 hour after the conclusion of games.
Very cool. Plus, some of the best weekly matchup reports seen anywhere. Even better than the stuff I've put together. You can also count on some of the best customer service and customer response anywhere on the internet.
Check them out at synsport.com. That's synsport.com.